just heard the great news. Major Key just heard the legislators decided not to strip the public schools of our funding.
We want to thank Governor Hogan, Mayor Pugh, and the entire Baltimore City Council. Hashtag fix the gap, www.majorkeyfoundation.org.
Beats, knowledge, and flavor. It's the Hip Hop Chronicles, that mix show designed to keep hip hop alive. I'm Mike Nice. If you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Miss Sophia Hailu, and we're talking about a soldier story. Well, we just spoke about a soldier story, which is a hip hop fused with classical music show that's happening at the Baltimore Sound Stage tomorrow. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. You can get more information at majorkeys.org, you said, or baltimoresoundstage.com. Sophia, again,
either one works.
All right, either one. Sophia, thanks so much for hanging out with us and kicking
my
it with
pleasure.
Us. Thanks for doing what you're doing with this show and with the project that you're working on for the summer. Now, I hear that you have a summer program that's going to train children between the ages of 10 and 15 about the virtues of both classical and hip-hop music. Can you talk to me more about that?
Yes, we are so excited about our pilot program. Major Key Foundation has been in existence for about a month and a half, and we have this vision and this passion to bring both the classical and the hip-hop traditions together and connect musicians with students who really need, and well, any student really needs music, but to be able to bring both these traditions together and give students the foundation they need to be able to write their own songs, build the harmonies, build the chords, write the melody, add the production elements, add the beat with software and iPads, and we just really want to make this happen, and we're excited that it's moving forward. We have partnered with other really amazing nonprofits, educational nonprofits in Baltimore, public schools and private schools, to make this vision come alive. So stay tuned for the dates for our pilot program this summer in Baltimore.
Very nice, very nice. And this is something that you're coordinating, you and Caesar came together and...
Yeah, me and my partner, Caesar. So I sort of bring the classical element. I'm a student of the Army Band, so classically trained. Classical music is my original passion, and I would say my passion now is sort of collaborating all the different art forms. Caesar is a hip-hop artist. He has some beautiful songs that we'll be playing at the Soundstage show tomorrow night. So we've sort of joined forces with these very different musical traditions and, you know, sort of created a program that brings both of them together.
That's really interesting, too, because, you know, and I think it's great how you bring the two together, because you have one thing, the hip-hop, which is really, you know, born from the street. There's never really any technical or any, like, classes given on it. It's something that people just kind of develop and learn. And then you have something like classical music that people, you know, they have it in their soul and their blood, but they go to school. Did you go to school for music or anything?
I did, yeah. I went to, I have a master's degree in flute performance. So
nice.
You're right. I think that is the difficulty, is really just the technicalities around the training. But at the heart of it, it's all the same thing. Like, we have a song to share and we want to share it. And the way people do that becomes really different, but it doesn't have to be. And it doesn't, the way that you get from point A to point B doesn't have to be really different. And even if it is, that's okay. It's just, it's tools, you know. It's like, if you give people additional tools to share what they have in their heart and share what they want to say with the world, or express frustration, or express themselves in various ways, I think that's really powerful. And I, as an artist personally, I get really frustrated with all the barriers between the different art forms. And it's not necessary. It's honestly, it's just a misunderstanding. And so it's really my passion to break down those barriers. And that's what we're doing with Major Key. And I mean, me and Caesar, we know, we've worked together long enough to know that we have the same vision and we have the same passion for art, for performance and for education. And we do run into conflicts sometimes but the conflicts are really about technical things. Like, how are we going to structure a rehearsal? Do we write music down or do we improvise it? You know, just little things like that that don't, at the end of the day, they don't really matter. And so,
but they're clearly from both sides
secondary.
Of the spectrum. Yeah, they, you know, one side, you know, goes in and they bang a beat out and they feel it. The other side, has, you know, like you said, written notes, and they have like a schedule. I love it. I love the fusion of the two. Running short on time, but I do want to get some information out there for people. Now, you said the programs are coming to Baltimore City, well, the Maryland and surrounding area, well, Baltimore and surrounding area schools. Have you already selected the schools? Or in other words, if someone wants to be a part of the program, how do they find out more information on where it's going to be?
Great question. Yeah, so we are in the final process of selecting locations for our pilot program, and all that information will be available in days at www.majorkeyfoundation.org.
Okay, great, great. And there was another question that just kind of slipped my mind.
If
people want to stay in touch with you and follow you as you continue to do this great work in the city and the community, developing the arts and bringing it to the schools, how can they do that? Are you on social media?
Yeah, they can find me at my Instagram handle is Wild Mulatto.
I'm gonna leave that alone. But Wild Mulatto plays the flute and she's ill with it. Everybody knows that Aksha, last president, right? The 44th president, he knows about it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's been great. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, see the show, hear how it goes down. If there's anything else that I can do for you as you develop the program, whether it being visit a radio station, feel free to reach out and we can make that happen, all right?
Thanks so much, Mike. It's been really fun.
I had a great time, too. Can't wait to meet you tomorrow night. So.
All right, great.
I look forward to it. All right, it's the Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. More music on the way. Do not move.